You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 77.
ロスジャパポッドキャストエピソード77番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと、
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we're talking about a concept that's popular in Japan, and it is pronounced harahachibu, but literally translates to 8/10 of your stomach.
そうね。今すごい直訳をしてくれたね、ちーちゃん。今日のテーマは harahachibu。まあ日本語なので皆さんお分かりかと思いますが、アメリカではそのコンセプトについてね、ちょっとちーちゃんの方に聞いてみたいなと思います。 So Chieko, そういうコンセプトってある？分かる人っている？
I think that there's more awareness that you don't want to eat until you're uncomfortably stuffed, right? In terms of just for good health and whatnot. But the harahachibu concept in terms of like how full should you be, I don't think that that's a real common philosophy when it comes to eating.
そうだね。I know in Japan, everyone knows the concept. Whether people practice it or not is another question. Everyone knows this, and so it's really normal to consider this. So this is really different to that, ね。
Well, and the few times that I have actually talked about it, one of my good friends, she's a nutritionist by profession. And so she teaches a lot of classes around eating with intention and, you know, teaches weight loss classes and things like that, right? So she was asking me about harahachibu and is that a real thing in Japan? Because she had read about it somewhere. And I was like, oh yeah, no, we talk, you know, like we always say that that's a pretty common thing that we talk about. And I said, in actuality, the way that I often hear it is when people have eaten too much and then they regret it and they're like, oh yes, we need to eat harahachibu made. next time.
そう、その通り。わかる。もう本当そうなんだよ。こうみんな知ってんだよ、腹八分って。だけどさ、必ず食べた後だよね、それに気づくのが。
食べ過ぎた時に You're like,
そうそう、
oh, wait.
そう、やっこなんでいつもそうだよ。 Like, I know that I need to eat harahachibu because I do eat until I'm fully full, right? And so a lot of people remind me to eat harahachibu as well as me trying to, but I'm not noticing this while I'm eating.
Right.
So, わかるね、それね。
Yeah, so I love the concept because I think that there's so much research that supports the benefits of harahachibu and actually is a big influencer to longevity.
そうなんだよね。こう長生きするっていうのに、まあ基本的に健康にいいから harahachibu で最近またリバイバルしてるっていう感じなんだと思うんだけど、Of course it helps with longevity って言われてるし、and 長生きでしょ。それとまあもちろんその weight loss っていう、なんつうんだろう、リバウンドってあるじゃない、ダイエットするときって、weight loss 用のダイエットするときって、だからそれが起きないんだよね。だから結果的にちゃんと体重がいい状態に保てるっていうのも聞くし、
Okay, so instead of the yo-yo dieting, it's more of a lifestyle way of living in terms of eating harahachibu.
そう、ヨーヨーダイエティングって言うんだ。
Yes.
その通り、その通り。
Yeah, where you like go back and forth, you gain weight, you lose weight, you gain weight, you lose weight. We call it yo-yo dieting.
ああ、なるほどね。結構ストレスフルになるとやっこ食べないことが多いんで体重が減っちゃうんだけど、必ずリバウンドになっちゃうんだよね。だから、I'm always yo-yo だから、まあ今年やっこヘルスについて、健康についてもっと考えようっていうのが今年のテーマの一つなんで、 I am trying to eat harahachibu right now. So, ティップを聞きたいんだよね。その食べてる最中に harahachibu に食べようっていう気づけるようにするにはどうしたらいいかって、ちーちゃん的には何かある？
Well, I think the most important thing, and this is just, you know, Chieko's opinion, is to eat slowly. Because, you know, science shows that it takes time, up to like 20 minutes for your stomach to really register that it's full.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you eat fast, you're going to eat before your stomach can keep up to let your brain know that it's full. Thus, eating slowly, I think, is a real key. And I've actually even seen diet strategies where people have to put down their utensil after each bite.
あ、そうそうそう。それいいって言われてるんだよね。確かにこうゆっくり食べるっていうことが大事だから、mm-hmm. お箸を置きなさいって言われる。一回一回。
Yeah, well, and I've even seen things like a lot of people here in the United States aren't skilled at eating with chopsticks. If they eat with chopsticks, it'll slow down their eating.
それいいよね。よくもわかる。納豆を食べるときに、はい、なんかね、今まではI was so lazy that I would use a spoon to eat 納豆。
Oh.
かき込みたいから、
はい、
ふわーってこう食べたいから、でっかいスプーンで食べた。Because the natto was so slippery, it was kind of hard to eat with chopsticks. And so, 今はなるべく納豆を箸で食べるようにしてる。Because it slows me down.
So those of you who don't know, natto is a Japanese food that's fermented soybean. And it's got a slippery, kind of a slimy texture to it. But yeah. it's incredibly healthy for you.
Yeah. Do you like natto,
Chiyo? I love natto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's fermented, and so... it does have a strong smell and some people yes. just cannot cope with it. So
yeah, I think that's a hard one, especially for foreigners, because it's definitely an acquired taste. But even a lot of Japanese people aren't that, you know, there's people who definitely can't eat natto.
Yes, especially in the southern region, っていうのか、Osaka の方、関西の方は、納豆を食べれない人結構いるのね。
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder why that is.
なんでかっていうのはわかんないけど、my father is from Osaka, and so he really dislikes natto. And so he will not allow us to eat natto in the house.
Oh, just because of the smell?
Yeah, because of the smell.
My mom apparently is a little bit of a natto snob.
Oh, really?
Because I can't tell the difference, honestly, between this natto mm-hmm. and that natto. But my mom's like, これはおいしい、これはおいしくない. I'm like, really?
Vicky だね。
Yeah, I didn't realize. She's like, she has her natto particulars.
いや、結構ね、納豆もいろいろあるからね、確かに。試してみてほしいなと思いますけど、皆さんにも。テーマが違くなってきちゃった。
I know, it's like we're talking about... Oh, but it is a... I think it is a health food. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's interesting because I think that sometimes there's health food trends where it's like, mm-hmm. oh, this is really good, you should eat more of this. Or yeah. this is really bad, you should never eat this. Like, we get a lot of trends like that happen in terms of like either to lose weight or to get healthy and things mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm. 日本でもあるね。日本ってもうトレンドの国だから基本的に何でも流行りしたりが激しいんだけど、特に健康に関してはやっぱり同じようにあるから、ただ腹八分に関してはもう昔からの、うん、もうおじいちゃんもばあちゃんもみんな知ってる、若い人たちも知っている、
はい、
日本的にはずっと生きてるコンセプトなんで、
yeah.
ね、みんな知ってるけど、最近なんて腹八分ではなくて腹七分、腹六分とかって言って 70%、60% みたいな感じで言う人も結構いるからね。
Yeah, I can't say that my stomach is that sensitive that I would be able to know the difference between 60 and 70%. I might know like a quarter and a half, three quarters yeah. and full. Like those, I don't think I could register anything less than that.
Oh, それは言える。 It's so 細かい here.
One of the things I thought was really funny is I remember when I was in Japan, you know, in the commercials, there would be like mm-hmm. these different weight loss products, right, that would be on promotion. And it's always like a super skinny girl talking to an even skinnier girl. Like, and they're like, oh, like here's the fat girl who's like super skinny. And then here's the ideal girl who's super, super skinny. Everyone's like, what?
やっぱさ、その感覚ってなんか麻痺しちゃってんだろうね、日本だと。
I think like, so, because, you know, like here in the United States, I'm considered to be trim, but, you know, in Japan, like people say, oh, you're like 小太いとか言われるからさ。
Really?
Or my grandma's like, 太ったねとか言って。
まあね、もうとにかく太ったか痩せたかに関してのコメントはもうどこに行っても言われちゃうから It's not an insult, but it's part of the greeting process, I think, nowadays.
Yeah.
And やっこもそうだね。日本だともうかなり小太りの方だ
ね。Yeah. The standards are very different.
そうそうそうそうそうそう。そうなんだよ。もうみんなスキニーなんだもん。ちょっと怒りが入ってしまいましたが。
Yeah, it's a different standard for sure. So, but I, you know, I do think that the hara hachibu concept, you know, has been around for a long time, like you said, and I do think that there's a lot of wisdom in it in terms of being healthy and living long. And
そうだね。本当に最近再発見というか再認識されるようになって。でやっぱり日本でも健康的に食べましょうっていうトレンドはあるからもう一回腹八分っていう話がよく出てくるようになったんだよね。だからそれがまあいいコンセプトだねって終わらないようにやっことしては今年はなるべく腹八分でいきたいなと思って、うん、今ちーちゃんが言ったゆっくり食べるこれはもうちょっとちゃんと取り入れようかなと思ってます。
I love it. Well, and just one other note. I think that one of the reasons why like Japan as a country, you knowis, what am I trying to say, less obesity is that it's a culture of foodies. And I think when you really like enjoy your food, you don't eat as much.
ああでもねそれすっごくいいポイントでね結構まあやこって割と貧乏な時期があったからこう本当に安いものを大量に食べてなんとかしのぐっていう時期もあったんだけどいい食材オーガニックだったりインシーズンだったりするものをちょっと食べるだけですごいお腹いっぱいになるんだよね。
Yeah.
The amount is actually less.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, they say that if you eat food with higher nutrition, you're naturally going to eat less because your body's getting what it needs. So it doesn't keep telling you that you need to eat more food. But I think also like when you have a lot of variety in your food and you really enjoy your food, you get a lot of satisfaction out of it just by eating. And so therefore you eat less food.
そうだね、そうだね。なるほどね。Higher nutrition の方がやっぱりそうだね。体は欲しいものをもらってるわけだから満足するもんね。
Yeah.
ちーちゃんが言った通りフーディーな国だからみんながみんなフーディーだからさ。食に関する意識っていうのは高いよね。本当に。で、食べる量からして、食べるものからして、やっぱりこだわる人っていうのはこだわるんで。I consider myself a non-foodie compared to other Japanese, and so I would want to be もっとフーディーな人になっていけたらと思ってます。
I love it. So let us know if you guys all are familiar with and practice hara hachibu or any other health benefit practices when it comes to eating.
そうだね。今日はhara hachibuっていう話をしたけど、健康法ですかね。そういったところを皆さんいろいろ知ってるかと思いますので、ぜひシェアしていただきたいなと思います。
Well, thanks for listening, and we look forward to seeing you all next week.
はい、それではまた来週。
バイバイ。Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。